Leandav Ayin Ches Amed Aleph, the second line from the top. Neima Maznisin the like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara is asking, let us say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah said, Chamisha Dvorim Boim Betume Ve'ein Necholim Betume. We have five Korbanos Tziba which are Bo Betume, and it is not Nechol. So the Gemara says, Neima Maznisin the like Rabbi Yosi. The Sanye, we hear a Baraisa as follows. Rabbi Lezer Oima Hatzitz Meratza al Achilles. That the Tzitzis Meratza an Achilles, on the Dvorim and Echolim, the Tzitzis Meratza, and that we had before, does not mean you're allowed to eat it, but Al Kotonim, and Gabi, the problem of him, Ein Bosor, Ein Dom, if there's no Bosor, Haroi L'Achilles, L'Achilles Odom, or L'Achilles Mizbeach, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to be Zerik the Dam, but Tatzitz Meratz Al Achilles, it's considered I have Bosor. That's the Ritzitzitz. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Ein Tatzitz Meratz Al Achilles. Rabbi Yosi says the tzitz is not meratz on the achilas. So memele, you don't have a ritzi tzitz on the basar hanechel. Kosal kedaitach, mi de koma Rabbi Yosi ein hatzitz meratz al achilas. Since Rabbi Yosi holds ein hatzitz meratz al achilas. So why do you need ritzi tzitz for the achilas, since you don't eat it side by side? So kolchoch, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yeshua's willing. Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar Bo'inen Tarti, where Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im ein bosor ein dom." If there's no bosor, haroi lachila, you cannot be zayrik the dam. So memele, so there'd be a svara to say, if tzitzu di maratz al achila, that's called yesh bosor. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi comes to tell us, Hatzitz ein emeratz al achilas, so memele, there's ein bosor. So now the Gemara held that Rabbi Yosi holds two chumras. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, im ein bosor ein dom, and dam shenit, and bosor shenit mo, is the tzitz is not meratz al achilas, so memele, so it's called ein bosor. Is hashte masnisen de loike Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah says, Chamisha dvorim boim betume ve'ein echolim betume. The Mishnah is telling us that one is permitted to bring these karbonis to be zerik the dam, even though the bosor is not nechol. So lachaya comes out, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Zog the Gemara loy, Rabbi Yosi ki Rabbi Elezer svirolei da omar dam af al pi shein bosor. So Gemara says no. But Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Elezer that you don't need bosor at all. I feel there wouldn't be any bosor, nevda bosor, nisrefa bosor. You're also allowed to be zeirik to dam. So memele, if you're allowed to be zeirik, so memele, so it's no problem. So he holds like Rabbi Elezer, so the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. So that's shat, chamisha dvorim boim betume, afal pishay necholim betume. But you don't need the bosor at all. Even though the tzitz is not meratz, al achilas, but I feel I don't have any bosor whatsoever. I can still be zayrich the dam. Frag the Gemara, if Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Elezer, so why do I need this din that the tzitz is not meratz al achilas? If you don't need bosor in ganzen, so why do I need this halacha in the tzitz meratz al achilas? For the time frank the Gemara, according to you, Rabbi Lezer the Omar hatzitz meratz. Rabbi Lezer, we have here a double machleket. There's one machleket between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosi, if the tzitz is meratz al achilas. There's another machleket between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, im ein bosor yesh dom. So Rabbi Lezer holds a tzitz meratz. So how do you understand Rabbi Lezer? Even the Omar dam afal pisha ein bosor,
Hatzitz meratza l'achilus l'may hilchese.
So how do you understand that Rabbi Lezer these two halachas? If Rabbi Lezer holds, yesh dom afal pishein boso, so why do you need the ritzitzit?
Elo l'mikvei bepigol afuki midei miluke miflugi.
So kochoch, this machloikish, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef, it sits merats al achilles, is not negay legabi zrikas adam. Legabi zrikas adam could be everyone holds, it can be zayrik the dam even though the bosser is stomach.
Why can you be zayrik the dam? Because everyone holds, yesh dam afal gam she'in bos.
Aye, what is the machlokes of the tzitzis merats al achilles?
That can mean a different shayla.
If the bosser is tomei, if you could become pigul,
elo lemikvei be pigul.
That's one nafkamina.
Ulafuke midei milaka miflagi.
And another nafkamina is by kochen kochen. If after the zrike,
if the zrike will make that there should be ois mila.
We'll see soon in Rashi what the cheshbon is. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Lezer sova miratze tzitzelavei. Rabbi Lezer holds that the tzitzis meratz al achilas. Umash v'lei ketoil. So therefore it is equivalent to bosa toil. And if it's equivalent to bosa toil, because v'lei bepigul amapik lei midei mile. So therefore the bosa can become pigul. And there won't be meal anymore after zrike.
Rabbi Yosi sova loy meratz tzitzelave.
So therefore it's not considered ke'ilu it is toyer.
B'leikov alei bepigu le'mapik lei midei mila.
So Memela, so now the Gemara is saying that we have no problems at all with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds yesh dam afogav she'ein boso. So therefore the Mishnah that says chamishat vorem bet boim betuma afagav she'ein necholim, it's no problem, because we hold yesh dam afagav she'ein boso. The machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Lezer, matzitz meratz al achilas or not, is negeya pigol and me'ila, but it's not negeya zrikas hadam. Let us see Rashi. Leimo masnisim v'loike Rabbi Yosi, dikivin v'omar Rabbi Yosi, Bo inon tarti, since Rabbi Yosi said that Bo inon tarti ke the meforish vozo, where did we see in Rabbi Yosi that the Bo inon tarti? Midiko ma Rabbi Yosi ein atzitz meratz al achila. Because Rabbi Yosi said ein atzitz meratz al achila, shma mino, so if you need ritzitzitz al achila, shma mino ke Rabbi Yeshua svirelai, the Bo inon tarti. Because he wouldn't eat tarti, why didn't he drink it to Salachilas? Vashmin in hochet in itma boso le maham nilei tzitz le mehevi ki boso kayim. So that is the chiddish of Rabbi Yosi, that when the boso is nitma in a tzitz merat Salachilas, so it's not equivalent ki boso kayim lizri kesado. The I lo I bo I tarti, because if you'll say, that Rabbi Yosi holds you don't need tarti, ritzitzitz achilas lomeli. So why do you need the ritzitzitz bachlal? Ho belav achilas nami miskash chazrikas adam. Afilu the boss, you don't have any boss at all to be nechal. If he holds like a belezer. So afilu it's not roi lachil at all, you also could be zayrik adam. So kolchoch, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yeshua, a main boss or a dom, and therefore he's telling us, that al yedei the ritzitzitz, you don't have bosa, because ain't a tzitz merat al achilas. So the Gemara said no. Ki Rabbi Elazar svirelei de bechod de sagi. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, that you don't need yesh dam afal gav de ain bos. Lakamen porich. So the Melus of the Mishnah is very good. Lakamen porich, shtei alechem afilu chod alek. Later the Gemara is going to ask, So all the kabbonis and the Mishnah are good, but shtei alechem afilu chod alek, tavor shtei alechem is not even chod, it's only achilas. We'll see later, speaking about to bring the shtei alechem without the shtei kvosim. So there's only achilas. So how could the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yosi? But we're not up to there yet. They said Fakasha from the Shtei Alechem. But like this, but besides the Shtei Alechem, we found for the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Elezer, therefore Yesh Tam Afagav Shein Bos. Aye, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Elezer of the Titzis Meratz al Achilles? L'mayin et Titzis Meratz al Achilles l'mayin mi boilon ritzi titz dodu. According to Rabbi Elezer, Yizikha can say that you need the Ritzitzitz to be Marsha's Rike, Lafuki Bailam, that the Bailam should be Yaitu, the Balav Achilles Nami Miskasha. Rabbi Elezer holds Yesh Damach Ogav Dein Bosa. Ela Lachilles Gufayik Mi Boilo. The Machloikis is where you need Achilles. Lemikbeinu bepigul. The kaimalo. Like this, the halach is im yesh psul acher bekom. If there's another psul, shechishev boy machsheves pigul, that means he was machashev, let's say bishas rike, he was machashev, he's going to eat the boso shel chutzlus manoi. And so if there's another psul on this boso, im yesh psul acher bekol ben shechishe by machsheves pigul, ein enikva bepigul, lishayiv kores alachilosoi. Doma ma yerotze katzos koshe, kachatzos pigul ben meseches menochet. So memele, we have to make sure that there's no, in order for it to become pigul, there cannot be another psul on the boso. Olafuki lai boso midemile, the bikotche kodoshim, zrikoson mashvi bivsoron, shaseto lekahan. By kotche kodoshim, the zrike is matter the boso lekahanim. Fisu, and after it becomes muta lekahanim, loi kotche Hashem mikru, so it's not called anymore kotche Hashem. The navku midei mila. So then there's no mi'ila. The whole din mila is kozman it's kotshe Hashem. Miyuchid l'Hashem. But after it becomes muta l'kahanim, ayidei zrike, so it's ois kotshe Hashem, and there's no din mila. Umash v'lei kitoya. So if you hold that tzitz meratz al achile, so it's mash v'lei kitoya. Ba'af al gav da osa la ochloi betume. But you're not allowed to eat it. Miu l'chol shal mili havi kitoy. Gabi all other halachas, it's kitoy. Umahani leizrike, and the zrike will help, lemikvei bepigul, and there'll be a din mile. Rabbi Yosi sov, and hey, the zrike ksheire hi, lohitzi sabaylam yedei nidron, labinin tarti, Miulai bosa le mahani tzitzel mevi achzrike mahani le mikve bepigul lafuki midei mila. Tuv Yehama was moire, I mean, how do we understand this halacha? That the tzitzis meratze le gabi achilis, that means till now, we understood it a little. Pshat is that the tzitz is meratza and avoide. So memela, I can't be zoyrek if ein boser ein dom. So it's considered that you have boser for zrike. So it's meratza and avoide. It makes possible that you should make zrike. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we understand Iber poil, you don't have boser, you can't eat it above. That's called Ritzitzitz, it's called I have Boso for Zrike. But now the Gemara says, the Avoid is no problem. You have, you can be Zrike without the Boso. So now you need Ritzitzitz in order to be Keveya Pipigo. Like this, the Aloche is that, there's another Psul on the Boso, you can't make it Pigo. So the tzitz makes, it's like it's toil. The tachashi, I have a toast nicht essen, aber, v'av gav dos, no loch le betumim, yilchol shalmiri, have a ki toil. Not allowed to eat it, but it's like toil.
how do we understand it? You're not allowed to eat it because it's tamei, but it's like toya. For all other halachas, it's like toya. So for Pigel, he wanted to say a beautiful vote. He wanted to say as follows. Rashi says the chesaron of Pigel is im yesh psul acher bekol. If there's a psul in the kol, so it doesn't become Pigel. You have a posel basar and a mechashev to eat this basar. Chutzlus manoi doesn't become posel. So the could be the gather of ritzi tzitz is that it's not posel. That means the psul that is chal in the basar because it's tomei, the tzitz makes it's not posel. The basar isn't posel. But there's an issur to eat basar tomei. That means in basar kodesh shenitma there are two dinim. There's one din that it's a psul in the basar, and then there's another din. There's an issur achili nalat eat basar tomei. One is in yeredeye and one is in hilchas kodshim. One is psulim, there's psulim and isurim. So the ritzui tzitz, mashmalei kitoya, that means in hilchus psulim, it's considered like it's toya. There's no psul tome, it's kitoya. But I'm not allowed to eat it, but the ritzui tzitz only works in hilchus psulim. But in yiridei and isurim, it will not be mater isurim. So male, I'm not allowed to eat it. It's a beautiful raya. We're clearing, if it is true, like this, the halacha is, by kochim psulim, the halacha is kol she psuloi begufoi, tisoref miyad, bedama bebailim, then you need ibutzure. By a psula guf is tisoref miyad. So if you hold that the tzitz is meratz al halachilis, and we'll say that together is that it's not called puzzle, so memela, so then l'chayri would need a b'tzure. Maybe you do need a b'tzure. We couldn't find it in Mishneh Berurah. About koponim, this halacha, if we will say that the tzitz merat al achilas makes that it's not puzzle, so could be taki you do need a b'tzure. Or could be there's another chilek to be mechalek. And perhaps this is true also by the Hilchis Me'ila also. That means that could be that aloche. Rashi says there's no Me'ila till after Zrike, that it becomes Mutal Kahanim. The Bekotche Kotchem Zrikosom Mashvi Bivsoron Shas heter le kahanim. The zrike is matter the basar to the kahanim. And then it becomes ois kotshe Hashem. So it could be that there are again two halachas. There's a psadin in the heft of the basar, and there's a din in the gavre. That the legabi the hefts of the boss could be it's considered mashvi b'vsor and shaset al kahanim. It's called boso that became nitel le kahanim al yedei zrike. That's in the hefts of shel boso. The kahanim are not allowed to eat it. That's a nisar on the gavre. He says the dinim in the boso the tzitz is meratze. It doesn't make that there's a psul in the bosa or an ikov in the bosa. It's called yeshet al kahanim. But there's an isser on the gavre. The kohen is not permitted to eat it. By meila the dvar shmul muchet zich zer stark. He doesn't understand how it. He doesn't speak about pigel. But by meila muchet zich, how can you say yeshet al kahanim if it's also for the kahanim? So he brings up Rabbeinu Chananu. That, and he wants to say, Pshat Rabbeinu Chananu, that Afilu, Rabbi Yossi, that holds, that Ein Atzitz Meratz Al Achilles, that means, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to eat it. But B'dievet, if it was eaten, it's called, there was a Ritzi Tzitz. They bring to Rabbeinu Chananu. So, the Melech, so since B'dievet, there's a Ritzui, he tells Tzu, where do you find such a thing? We have a Koyin that did not know that he was a Cholo.
So if he asks, is he allowed to do the avoid? He's not allowed to do the avoid. But the evidence, if he did the avoid, so there's a din Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that the evidence is a ritzi on the avoid. Full of halolim sheboi. He wants to say, Pshat and Rabbein Hananu, that the chatkul, he's not allowed to eat the boso. Because the tzitz is not meratz al achilas, but the evidence, if you ate it, is a ritzi tzitz tak on the achilas gufe. But the lashon of Rashi is zichan at mashmazoi. Rashi says, because Rashi says as follows, Bashvelai kitoy, vafel gav da osa lo ochloi betume, so Rashi should have feared dois, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, mikolo kemim ochloi, that the evidence ratze. Rashi doesn't say that. Mi lechol shal mili havi kitoy. Even though you're not allowed to eat it, lekabi shal mili it is kitoy. Al kolponim. So we have over here that the Gemara wants to say that could very well be that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Elazar, Afogav the Ein Boso Yesh Dam, and the Mishnah therefore can go according to Rabbi Yossi also, and the Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar, the Tzitzis Marat Alachilas is the Gei Pigol and Meila. Zut the Gemara weiter. Mask of Lo Rab Mori. Hey, na, mit Rabbi Yossi, so wir Rabbi Elazar. Fragt Rabbi Mori, hey, na, chanami, Rabbi Yossi, holds like Rabbi Elazar, so lochay, you took care of the Mishnah, we don't need Bosar HaNechel in order to be Matas Rikim. But there are a few bovis in the Mishnah. Let's go now through the Mishnah. Bishloi Mizvochim. The Mishnah spoke about Kolben and Sibir, which are Teichetumim. Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, the Shtei Kvosim, Sirei Rosh Chodesh. So that's good. Ika Dam, there's Dam. I mean, if Rabbi Yossi holds, like Rabbi Elazar, that Afogav the Ein Boso, Yeh Dam, so there's Dam. There's Rikas Adam. So gave me nicht on that the Boso is not Nechel. Oimer Nami, I by the Oimer that's Bobitume, Ike Koime. Zeichet is Albazach. You don't need Shirayim. It's like by Boso, you don't need Shirayim as long as the Tzitzis Meratze on the Mater, not on the Dvorim Anitorim. And that's enough. So Memele by the Oimer, it's also the same thing. Ike Koimitz. You don't need Shirayim. Lechem Aponim Nami, Ike Bezichim. It's also good. That you have there, the Yamakta, the Bozichin. So, Memele gave me the stone that the Lechem upon him is Nitmo, and you can't eat the Lechem upon him, but, just like, Avogav Shein Boso, Yeish Dam, Avogav Dein Lechem, Yeish Bozichin. It's like the Gemara, Alashtei, Halechem, Aikele Meima. But there's one more. The Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is only Achilles. We'll see. Is my ikalamein. Vechiteim elekarevimohem. If it means that you could be makrib the shtei alechem together with the kibsei atzeres. Hainiu shalmei tzibo. Kein avulu albo vanan chamishot nam. So we'll have to see Rashi to understand the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Yossi, Bishloim Mizvochim Demas Nisim, Ika Oilen, Temeratze Tzitz Olayu, Veike Tarti. And this Rashi is a Shrekloch Rashi. Rashi says Fakert on the Gemara. The Gemara said that the reason why the Kobonis are good, Mishum de Ike Dam. The understanding was, we're going that Rabbi Yossi holds not like Rabbi Elazar, Afogav the Ein Boso Yesh Dam, and Rashi says, you know why it's good according to Rabbi Yeshua, so Rashi says it's good, the Iketauti, this Oilen. So first of all, Rashi is Fakert on the Gemara, and number two, where did Rashi get this from? Now, where did Rashi get this to tell us that according to Rabbi Yossi that holds Eina Tzitz Meratz Al Achilas, it's Meratz Al Oilas. That was the whole sugya in Rabbi Yeshua. We had Ayin Zayin Amid Beis.
The Gemara asked the Kasha, Leime Mas Nisan Deloike Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara answered that Rabbi Yeshua holds, even though it's not Meratz Ala Achilles, it's Meratz Ala Oil. Good, it's a Shtik Torah, a Teretz. Fine. But first of all, where did Rashi get this in Rabbi Yosi? We have no Hechich to say it. Rashi all of a sudden says this. We'll see a little further where Rashi got it from. But the Ralbuch Hashem, the Rishash is Moirer on Rashi. That's Rashi, the different gills in the Gemara. But Rashi says, it's a ganze Shtik Torah da, Ika oilen, the meratze tzitz alayu, that the tzitz will be meratze on the imurim, vika tauti, so that was no problem you have. You have the imurim and the dam, so it's no problem. Oy menami, the ika koimet, the meratze tzitz alay, vachode mi ye ike, so kaponim you have the koimet, that's also good. Belechem aponim, ika bezichen, shematiren es alechem, ki koimet leminche, the bezichem amater, the chsivei, vahoysal olechem laskore, bezichem levoyna shalechem apon. Chsiv bekoimet, and this is like the koimet of a minche, chsiv bekoimet vehikte hakoyen es askoroso, it says, vehikte hakoyen es askoroso, vetzit meratzi olayu, the oilem nino. So here also we have a Psamoira de Kerashi. Now all of a sudden Rashi explains how is the Tzitz Meratz and the Aktores HaKoimetz. The Rashi says it's Oilem, because the Tzitz is Meratz and Oilem. Rashi before, on the Fein Zainim at Beis, Oime Ushtei Alechem Deleka Oilem Vad HaKoimetz, Shehu b'minche kizrikes dam bezvochen. Rashi says that the koimetz is in the minche kizrikes dam bezvochen. So lechayre the zrikes dam hotach nish zu oilem. Oilem is by the oilem is by the haktoras imurim. That's the oilem of a kolben. Rashi says the koimetz is like the zrike. The koimetz is like the zrike. Here Rashi says that the koimetz is oilem. The oilem ninu. So I say from Rashi that in order to say that one is permitted to be maktir the koimetz, you have to say eshtik teire tzitz meratzi a oilem. The oilem ninu. That's what we see from this Rashi. So if we see this from this Rashi, so then l'chayr it's not shver, the first Kasha we asked before, how did Rashi know that according to Rabbi Yossi, that the tzitz is meratz on oilem? Because the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah is going according to him, and he could be makta the koimetz also. So if you're makta the koimetz, for Rashi it seems if you're able to be makta the koimetz, so that alone has a din of oilem. You have to have this chiddush. That means since it's oila on the mizbeach, so you have to have the chiddush that sits is meratz on oilem. The zrikas adam is not yezirik on the mizbeach. It's not oila legavoya on the mizbeach. That means it's not you're not makter on the mizbeach. The aktoras akoimitz is oil on the mizbeach. So Rashi seems to say that aktoras akoimetz, you need the ritzi tzitz, and you have to say that the tzitz is meratza oilem. Nagavuche, we see from this Rashi something else. We had spoken out on the fine zainam at beis, the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua held that the tzitz is meratza or oilem. So he spoke out that Dvar Shmuel brings down a machlokes. What does that mean? Tzitz meratza or oilem. Does it mean to say that the poil you're allowed to be makter de murim? That's what we saw. Dvayne Chananel says like that. But he brings down the Mikdash Tovah says Shitas Rashi is tzitz meratza or oilem doesn't mean you're allowed to be makter de murim. It means just like we said tzitz meratza al achilas means you have bosser for zrike, so tzitz meratz al oilem means יב אימורם פוזריקה, but not that you make the attack of the אימורם. It's just it enables you to make the zrike. See, that's what he brings from the Migdash Dovah and Shitas Rashi. Here we see klal from Rashi that in Akhtoros HaKoymitz, Yomakta the Koymitz, and then it goes to the Oilem Ninu. Tzitz Meratz Olayu, the Oilem Ninu. Zogt Rashi weiter, Elo Shtei Alechem, the Kulo Achille, the Shtei Alechem is Alts Achille. The Rabbi Yoisi, Eina Tzitz Meratz Alechiles Koma, Mayikale Meimam. So how can this bob in the Mishneh that the Shtei Alechem is bob etume, even though it's not Nechel, the Shtei Alechem, there's no Kmitz on the Shtei Alechem. You make Tnuf on the Shtei Alechem and you eat it. The time of the Tony Masnis and Shtei Alechem boy in Betume, love Shtei Alechem, my boy, Spivne Yatzma. He going Shloi Hoyu Lehem Kvosen. The Marine Bimenoch is the boy in Bifne Yatzma. Maybe you'll tell me, Nagavuch, that's what Rashi is saying over here. This is the Makloikis Tanoim in Menoches. And this is Shitas Rabbi Kive. It seems Agamore, for some reason, is assuming that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Gram Horvitz says Rabbi Yossi was a Talmid, was a Talmid Rabbi Kiva. Ol Kaponim, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Shtei Kvosim are not Ma'akib the Shtei Alechem, so one can bring the Shtei Alechem Bifnei Atzma. Kegoyim Shlei Hoyulem Kvosim, the Mrinim B'Menochitz, the Boim Bifnei Atzma, Ubahanu, Loikoma mas nisin deleiso betume. Here the Mishnah would not say that it's bo betume, because here you would need a loche that tzitzis meratz al achilas to enable to bring the shtei alechem alone. Hello, so in such a case, take the tzitz would not be meratz. And to bring Shtei Alechem alone, you will not be permitted to bring the Shtei Alechem according to Rabbi Yis. Hello, b'boyim ima kvosim, but if you have the kvosim, so the Aloch is according to Rabbi Kive, ha-kvosim eina ma'akfin es alechem, ba'alechem ma'akfin ha-kvosim. U'mishum ha-kvosim, because of the kvosim ha-kreivim imohem, because of the kvosim that you are being makrib together with the shtei alechem, sheshchitoson mikadeshes es alechem. The shchitas hakvosim creates a kushus aguf in the lechem, zrikas domim ateres oisom, komar masnisin de bois petume, ishum de tzitz meratzar layu. So from Rashi it would seem as follows, that if you bring the Shtei Alechem alone, there's such a kolban of Shtei Alechem, so then if you need the Ritzitzit, so that's called the Tzitz Meratz al Achilos, and if Rabbi Yossi holds in the Tzitz Meratz al Achilos, so maybe you can't bring the Shtei Alechem. But if you have a Shtei Alechem that's coming because of the Kvosim, so the Ike Kolben is the Kvosim. The Tzitz is Meratza and the Zrikas Adam of the Kvosim. So finished. So Memele, so if it's Bo Mishum Lesser the Kvosim, and the Kvosim you can bring, so Memele, so then you could bring the Shtei HaLechem together with the Kvosim, and then there's no problem. Eina Tzitz Meratza Alachilis. You don't need the Ritzitzitz. Then, you need the Ritzitzitz for the Kvosim, and this is this is Nitval to the Kvosim, so you don't need the Ritzitzitz already. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the Shtei Alechem is Bo Betum, it means together with the Kvosim. Frech the Gemara, so that the Gemara says, im kein havelu abo, banan chamishet tanam. The Mishnah says, chamishet vorim boim betume. And in order to have five, you have to have the Shtei Alechem Bifnei Atzma. That's the five. You have the Zivchei Shal Mitzibu, That's with the Shtei Alechem, and then you have the Shtei Alechem alone. So how could the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi holds a tzitz meratz al achilas, so you don't have, how could you bring the Shtei Alechem alone? And for the Gemara, Nutar. Alexander Rabbi Yaisi, Tume, Utra, Betzibah. The Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yaisi. How could the problem, how can you bring the Shtei Alechem? Tumah utra betzibah, the sakom tzibah, tumah utra betzibah. So therefore there's no problem whatsoever. So you don't need ritzitzitz. If it's utra, you don't need ritzitzitz. Ritzitzitz is only by kol bin yachid. So then, takin etzitz meratz al achilas. But if by kol bin tzibah, you don't need ritzitzitz. So that's how you can bring the Shtei Alechem. Like the Gemara, it's not true. Vasanya echot ze ve echot ze. We learned the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about the Kohen Aseiref es Hapore. The Kohen Gadol B'Yeba Kippurim is Mazin Olav Kol Shive Mikol Chatoi Shoho Yushom. That there was a Chumra Osiya Maila the Rabbonon, that they were, the Maila is that they were Mazze each day, as the fourth day. They were Mazze each day on the Koyin Haseirif and the Koyin Godel. They were Chayish, maybe he was Nitma Betumes Mei, so they made Hazoya Mikol Chatoi Shoho Yisham. They used all the Eifer that they had from all the different Poris. They made Eifer, even from the Eifer of Moshe Rabbeinu. They used all this Eifer and they were Mazda each day. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yaisi Yoimer, you don't need such a chumre, such shoshes, you ain't mazin all of el shlishi yishvi, you only mazin twice shlishi yishvi, don't you be mazin each day, do that. Aber al kaponim, afil Rabbi Yaisi holds, you also need hazoye. Visalke daito chesove Rabbi Yaisi tume hutra betzibo, lomo li hazor klal, if Rabbi Yaisi holds tume hutra betzibo, not chuyeh, You don't have to be mahadah l'tahoyrim. You could have l'chadchila a tamidiki kain godel. The tum utra betzibo, hutra. From a mele, so you need the kain godel. The kain godel is tamid, zolazayin tamid, gesuntayit hutra. So why do you have to be maz? Why do you have to be metayrim? Hutra, you don't even need, if you could be, you could make it betarim. I'm a chuyiv to make it betarim. So a mele, is ois gishpat rabbi yoish yoz tum utruya betzibo. Chuya. So chuya means if you don't have any eitzes, so we're matter betume. But if you have an eitzes, you have to be mahadar to avoid it. So memeila, so forget, I'm a metayer zayn the koyin godel. Ela machvar, so memeila is noch weiter bitter. So how, the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yaisi, because he holds ein etzit marat al achilas, so you have a problem of the shtei alechem. You can't say he holds tume hutra betzibur. It's fatig machvarte maslisen daloike Rabbi Yaisi. The Mishnah Tak is not going according to Rabbi Yaisi. Dr. Rashi. Hutra betzibur v'loi boi tzitz. You don't need the tzitz. Echot ze ve'echot ze. Echot koin asoiret esapore ve'echot koin gogo b'yem ha-kipurim. Shetu'unim pri sheshivas yonim. Mikol chatois, mikol afrei haporish oyu b'migdosh, from all the eifel that was there, she'eifel porish shal moishe loikol, so they had eifel porish from Moshe Rabbeinu also. Kol shiva, b'perakama d'yume meforish taime, v'rishin l'prisho, so the first day the Kohen Gadol was perish mi'beisoi, ishema hayoim shlishi l'tumosa, maybe this is the third day, maybe we came to me 2 days ago, so a maze, and this is the third day. Shema yem gimu yom shenit mo be maze. So it's the yem shlishi nirazo. Chsho sheba almi umaylo vechein sheini. Shema shlishi. Maybe the second day is the third day from the tumah. Ushlishi, shema shlishi. And then weiter. Urevi loy boy zrike. The fourth day you don't need hazo, because it's zichon not the third day, and it's zichon not the seventh day. If the first day was the third, so the fourth is the seventh, so then the fifth is the seventh. Azol Amali. Like the Gemara, Azol Amali, a Kolben, the Yom HaKippurim, the Tzibahu, Kedai Chetume. So why need Azol? A Kolben Tzibah, Kedai Chetume. Ava Shema Amino, Bekushi Nitches, Tume Bekobonis. That it's not Tume Hutra Betzibo, it's Nitche Bekushi. Boy, it's we came to Lema Razi Achilles, but my male, we took him to Alechem, the season of Rabbi Yaisi, I feel it's real, we call the Sagi, I feel it's called the Lek. So here, it's a stickle of Orem, the Gemara asked, Hazal Amali, so Rashi says, Hakob, the Yom HaKippurim, the Tzibahu, it's a Kolben Tzibah, Kolben Tzibah. If he has a Tuma Hutra B'Tzibah, so why does he have to be Mahadar HaTayra? L'chayre, the Kohen Gadol brings the parish of Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol, that's not a Kolben Tzibah, that's a Kolben Yochid. What's the problem over here? He brings the par Kohen Gadol is a Kolben Yochid. Taisus Harashban Daf Ayin Zayin Muchetzich. How do you know? We learned all the Kabbalat Ziba Deiche Shabbos. So the Taisus Harashban asks, how do you know that the Parsha Yom Kippurim of the Kohen Gadol Deiche Shabbos? It's a Kol B'Yochid. So L'Chayre, if it's a Kol B'Yochid, so Memeila, what my Rash? The Gemara asks over here, Akashe, why does the Kohen Gadol have to be Metayim? So he's a Metayim, so for his Po, which is a Kol B'Yochid. And later I found, the Shittim B'Kibetz is on Daf Ayin Zayin, brings a Shara Melech, it doesn't take it to where the Shara Melech is. The Shara Melech brings a Taisvis in Yume Daf Nun Amad Aleph. Taisvis in Yume Daf Nun Amad Aleph says as follows. Taisvis in Yume says that there's a Shaila in the Gemara of the Parkoin Godel that is a din of a Kolben Tzibur or a Kolben Shutvin. And the Gemara klaut nafkemin is if it's a kolben tzibah or a kolben shutvim. So Taisvi says a poshen nafkemin if you hold a tumah hutra betzibah, so it's only betzibah. But if it's a kolben shutvim, it's zichanar hutra. So Taisvi is speaking about the parka in Golden. The Taisvi says if it has a loche of a kolben shutvim, so kaponim it's not hutra. So the Shara Melech asks Akash of the Gemara before Rabbi Yehuda Tainet, if the Tzitz is only Merat B'Shashu Ametri Shol Kohen Gadol, so how does it work? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Tum Hutra B'Tzibah. Like the Shara Melech, but how does this work by the power of the Kohen Gadol? So he says that's not a Kol B'Tzibah, like this sudden the Gemara. He asks according to Rabbi Yehuda, look here, we have the same Kash over here. The Gemara assumes for a double portion. That if Rabbi Yisrael Tumut Rabbi Tzibo, there's no reason to be mazan the Kohen Gadol. L'chayre, you should be mazan because of the par Kohen Gadol, which is no din hutra. It's a din of a kol mishal shutra. Al koponim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisrael Tumut Chuyi Betzibo, and the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yisrael. Oma leira popa labaya. Now we have a different problem. The Rabbi Yosi shtore mezake lebeit rei. Rabbi Yosi, they wrote a shtar that's mezake beit rei. Psamodne bereise, the sanye. Oma Rabbi Yosi, royani estivre Rabbi Lezer bezvochem. Ich halfi Rabbi Lezer bezvochem. Vedive Rabbi Yeshua bezvochem. Halfi Rabbi Yeshua bezvochem. Vedive Rabbi Lezer bemenoches. Vedive Rabbi Yeshua bemenoches. Then he starts explaining. Divrei Rabbi Lezer bezvochim, shoye oimer dam, afal pi shein bos. I hold like Rabbi Lezer bezvochim, that he can be zoyrik the dam, even though there's no bos. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua bezvochim, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua bezvochim, shoye oimer im ein dam ein bos, im ein bos ein dam. Ich halte wie Rabbi Yeshua im ein bos ein dam. Da halte doch wie beide. Halte doch wie Rabbi Lezer, as yesh dam afal gav da ein bos. Ich halte like Rabbi Yeshua im ein bos ein dam. Divrei Rabbi Lezer b'menoches, shoye oimer koyim etz afal pi shein shom shirayim. בדברי רבי ישוע בן מנוחה שהיום אם אין שם שיריים, אם אין קוימץ, אם אין קוימץ אין שיריים. זה תחשק לך. זה תמזק אשתור לו בית חי, אל תחביא ידר אינך. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Om alei mistabre koma. That what he said, roya ni es divrei abolezer, is mistabre koma. He said a svore. These are two different maimorim, which were said in two, when he learned two different mesechtes. Ki koi bezvochim, when Rabbi Yossi was learning mesechtes vochim, and he learned the Amachloikis that Rabbi Yeshua says that Ein Bosar Ein Dam, and Rabbi Yeshua says Yesh Dam Afagav Shein Bosar. That's what he's learning Zvochim. Omar, so he said, Mestavr ki heichid de pligi bezvochim, pligi nami b'menoches. Stama de choyle ki menoches also. So roya ani as divrei Rabbi Leza b'menoches means not I paskin like Abelezer. Mistomer Abelezer that said by Zvochim, im ein boso yesh dam, Mistomer Abelezer says by Menoches, im ein shirai, im yesh koimetz. That's all what he said. Ki eichet ki koi bezvochim on Mistava, ki eichet pligi bezvochim, pligi nami b'menoches. Koi b'menoches, when he was learning Mesechtes Menoches, oma Mistava, ki eichet pligi b'menoches, pligi nami bezvochim. So the first half of the memra of Rabbi Lezer, Reya Niyaz Divir Rabbi Lezer Bezvochim, is a maima of Rabbi Yosef, and he was learning Menoches. He says, Reya Niyaz, Rabbi Lezer holds the same thing by Zvochim. And then later, when he was learning Zvochim, he said, I think that Rabbi Lezer holds the same thing by Menoches. Kech the plik of Menoches, the name of Zvochim. Om Alei, Zuk the Gemara, that's not such a good term. Hotinach, the first half is Ishkefela. Ki koi bezvochim, when he was learning zvochim, omar mistavre ki heiche de pligi bezvochim, pligi nami bimenoches. That's a shtik teire. Dike kroi ki ksivi, bezvochim ksivi. The psukim, that you need bosor and dam, or you don't need bosor and dam, stein by zvochim. The posik, vasisa oi lo isecha ha bosor va dam, retzach by zvochim. So the mele, so that mezogen asvore, that even though I don't have a posik by menoches, mustam think the chayla teo. Ki ela ki koi be menoches, but when he was learning menoches, oma mistava ki heche da pligi be menoches, pligi nami bezvochim, but he ke kroi bezvochim adachsiv, there's no posik at all by menoches. The outstate by zvochim, so was it the mistava release and kriegen by zvochim. Nu, wie noch kriegen sei sicher? That's the machleikis is by Zvochim. The machleikis by Menoches is a peil yoitzi from Zvochim. So that's no good. That's not a good term. So let's see Rashi. Shtore mezake le beitrei. Bit me ye, kloime, mi ro, shtar she mezake za teibeya, des hanitva, de koma rab yoitzi reini es divre shneim. Mistavre koma, mistavre de pligi bitavayu koma. Fakt de gemorge ikke kroi was is soll ich sagen bis wochen ziel aber mir nach es like sie wie wird sich was mein da vielleicht ich liege bei mir nach es but not the other way around. Before we go further, let's just see the last taisvis, which is on this mamish on the shtickle. Vike kroi bezvochim ksivi, teima lari, lari shlokish da omar b'menoches peire kame, שיריים שחוסרו בין קמיצה לאקטורה, אין מקטיר קוימץ עליהם. That means, ריש לקיש says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the achelik of the שיריים became נחסה between the קמיצה and the אקטורה, you're not permitted to be מקטיר the קוימץ. Now, this הלוכה is not by Zvochim. By Zvochim, the halacha is, if nishtaya kizayis bosor or kizayis chayle, yizayrik the dam loit Rabbi Yeshua. So by Zvochim, you do not need shelo yechoser ashirayim. You have to be left over kizayis. And by Menoches, Rabbi Shloki says loit Rabbi Yeshua, nechser ashirayim, so memeli not mak to the koimet. Shiraim shechosru ben kmitzel aktorim makte koimitz alein. Sagt doch Teus, wiss es Adara, bekreu bim enoches Xibi. Die Bezwochim, ki wünsche nicht daher, ki sei es Bosse, Sörike Saddam. Und manchmal sind die Teime im Mikro, der Xib, ha Minches. Verkehrt, weiß ich, es ist ein besonderer Postweg bei Minches. Ha Minches, ich nicht, ho Minches. Verkehrt, die Ike Chäume steht doch dort. So, mein Mail ist, according to Reish Lokish, ist nicht so gefährlich, der Mistavre. Verkehrt, es ist ein Postweg bei Minches. So, mein Mail ist, der Koi bei Minches. Und es ist ein besonderer Drosche, das heißt, ha Minches. Minches, auf viele Mochum, den Zwochim. So, my mail is, so he said, just like this, Machloikas by Menaches, is a Machloikas by Zvachim also. There's a Pasik by Zvachim so sein, other can say Melan Toy Zvachim by Menaches, but there's a Pasik by Menaches, it's not so far-fetched to say, the Koye by Menaches, and then he was saying Pshat and Zvachim. So, according to Reish Lakish, it's a bit schwer, and so, Gemil Rabiechen, the Pligile, Hossam, Hossam, Shap. According to Rabiechen, Rabiechen says, there's no such din, that the Shirayim Shechosru, you're not allowed to be makta the kaimitz. There's no such thing. So Memela, so forget, so then it's similar kaponim to Zvochim. So then we can say the Iker Posuk state by Zvochim. So Agamon is very good. But let's get back to the Sugya. The while we have a problem, Rabbi Yossi was Mezakish Torah Lebeitrei. Hello, Loikash. Royani Yestivi Rabbeleza Benitmo. I paskin like Rabbi Lezer Benitmo. Vidiv Rabbi Yeshua Ba'ovad Vesorov. That means that I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua Ba'ovad Vesorov. There is no Bosor, so I hold the main Bosor, ain't dam. I paskin like Rabbi Lezer Benitmo, I also, there is no Bosor. But there, Mr. Me holds, because the tzitz is meratz al achilas. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi paskin like both houses emes. Amol paskin davi Rabbi Yeshua. That's by Obed Vesohon. And then, Yenad Zoyrik. And by Nitmoy paskin by Tabalaz. Frech the Gemara, but Nitmoy my time. Mishum de meratz et tzitz. Yes, Lucheira, the only svara to be mechalik between Nitma and Ovid. In fact, the Gemara, Shamatle, Rabbi Yossi, Domer, and Tzitz, Meratz al Achilles. Rabbi Yossi also, Tzitz is not Meratz al Achilles. So that cannot be pshat in Rabbi Yossi. El Olaikash. Third Mahalach. Roya ani es divrei Rabbi Lezer b'tzibo. I paskin like Rabbi Lezer b'tzibo. Lucheira, because tu mohutra b'tzibo. Rayani is the Rabbi Yeshua b'yochid. He says, "Baya tzibo tumot rabetzibo." So this boso tumot rabetzibo. So this boso. So therefore, yizarek the dam. By a yochid. So then he paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Main boso reinda. You don't have ritzitzitz on oichlim. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Like the Gemara, my time, Mishum de Tumah Utra Betzibo. Chod de Shantla Rabbi Yossi Lama Tumah Tchuyah Betzibo. We just put a right before Rabbi Yossi Lama Tumah Tchuyah Betzibo, because Rabbi Yossi said you have to be Mazan the Kohen Godel every day. Nirazo, so he holds Tchuyah. So how could he pass to like Rabbi Lezer Betzibo? For oid I betzibu Rabbi Eleza marsha v'loi Rabbi Yeshua. Betzibu Rabbi Yeshua is not marsha. For amrit betzibu l'afil Rabbi Yeshua moida. That was the beginning of the Omid. That our mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua holds betzibu it's muta. Achloikis Rashi in Taisus we had. Rashi learned pshat because Rabbi Yeshua tumahut betzibu. And Taisus says pshat. That Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz meratz al achilas, and only midarabonon, and only midarabonon, only midarabonon, you're not allowed to be zayrik b'yochad, but b'tzibah you're allowed to be zayrik. Yeah, so I feel Rabbi Yeshua might, why does he have to say, I paskin like Rabbi, I mean, he holds like Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua also holds betzibur, it's mutter. You know, it's the same time, or it's a different time. But both hold its mutter. Look the Gemara third malach. Hello, I need the Rabbi Lezer b'diyevet. I pask in b'diyevet im zora kulsa. If nit mo aboso, so b'diyevet it helps. V'dibi Rabbi Yeshua lachat chila. Look the Gemara diyevet, afil Rabbi Yeshua nami moidu, duktoni moidu Rabbi Yeshua, shim zora kulsa. So you can't say that either. You can't pass in like Rabbi Lezer b'diyevet, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's also mutter b'diyevet. So what's pshat? And for the Gemara, Ha-betume ha-ba-ovet besol. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Im zorak utzo, that's tavke, betume. Ha-ba-ovet besol. He holds that what? That b'dievet's no good. Es kikt ani moid rabbi shush im zore kurze, benit mo, avu bovet sore floi. Ki kama rabbi yisi rein yisi bi rabbi leze bedi yevet bovet vissore. So what is the Gemara answer? This is the maskonus ha Gemara. The maskonus ha Gemara is as follows. That rabbi Yeshua, we machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua holds lachatchila ein zorkin im nit mo hadam. Im nit ma habosor, im nevad habosor, nischaf habosor, ein zirke. That's for sure. Im nit ma habosor, is b'dieved hulze. Im nevad ben nischaf habosor, b'dieved is loy hulze. Abelezer holds, lachatchila yelata bizayrik. So, Rabbi Yossi made up shore. He said, in the iser, lachatchila to bizayrik, I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, ein zirke. Lagabi the heter, but the evid it should help. I feel by over the soru, then I pass him like Rabbi Lezer. But the evid it helps. Zuk Rashi, Ela Tabayu Biyochit. Boholachatchile, boho the evid. Both are speaking about Biyochit. Boholachatchile, that what he said is Rei Ani is Divi Rabbi Yeshua, lachatchile, boho the evid. When is Rabbi Yeshua Moed b'diyevet? It helps Kshenitma. Only when it became Tomei. Ta'alo koi mishum de'isa b'ayna. So Rashi had a kasha. Rashi had a problem. What is the difference according to Rabbi Yeshua? What is the difference between Tumeh and Ovut? Now, this problem only Rashi had mentioned before. Tosfos learns Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tzitz Meratzah Lo Ichlen. So, male, it's very good. So, by Tumeh, Tzitz Meratzah Lo Ichlen, so by the Yevet, you're not allowed to meet the Rabbona. By Ovad v'Nisraf, you don't have Ritzitzitz, it's garnished. And that's what Tosfos says over here, the second Tosfos, Ki Moide b'Nitmo, Mishum de Tzitz Meratze. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds the Tzitz Meratze, an Oichle. That's how Tosfos learns. But Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi holds that Rabbi Yeshua holds Eina Tzitz Meratza Loichlen. So according to Rashi, what is the difference? It's Eina Tzitz Meratza Loichlen. So what is the difference by Nitmos Kosher B'diyevet and by Nisrav it's not Kosher B'diyevet? What is the difference? So Rashi seems to say as follows. That there's two dinim. Is a din that you need lechatchile boso aroy lachile. So memele, if you have this boso, you're zayrik. If you don't have this boso, minatayr, you're not allowed to be zayrik. Afilu it's tomei. B'diyevet, if you were zayrik, so if there's a yesh boso, the boso's around al kaponim, even though it's tomei, b'diyevet it's meratze. But if the boso's not around, afilu b'diyevet it's also not meratze. That's what Rashi says over here. Ani milde moid Rabbi Yeshua b'diyevik shenitma da lo koi mishum diyse be'enei because it's around. So that's also called the mitzvah yesh boso. It's not yesh bosel at chathila to be zeirik, but yesh bosel at bedievdo be merutze. Aber ba'ovet v'sorof loy, Rabbi Yossi afilo nisrif oyovdish, shire koma amhiktir koim tzok sheira, so that's because he holds like a belezer. That afilo imein bosel agamri bedievd, it's good. Let us just see the top thesis over here. Ha'amret moide Rabbi Yeshua betzibo, teimel rajbe mai kashe, Dilma hochi koma roya ni divi Rabbi Lezer betzibo, shaf Rabbi Yeshua lo yomar elo biyochit. Because Rabbi Yeshua is also moide betzibo. So that's why I'm moide. That means that, that's pshat. Amret moide Rabbi Yeshua, that's pshat. Because Rabbi Yeshua is take moide. So that's why Paschal Rabbi Lezer. The regavnum in pei kama dechulun, pei kama duchti, pei marid ha'ochi l'shach l'mei ma'ochi, loi toni bebraise, loi betzibo, v'loi biyochid. These whole two differences between yochid and tzibo, since it was not mentioned in the bereise, so we can't say this tik teure, that I Paschal like Rabbi Lezer betzibo, because Rabbi Yeshua is only speaking about biyochid, since the bereise did not mention yochid and tzibo whatsoever. Let us just see the Tosfos we skipped on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Mechlal de Rabbi Yosi k'Rabbi Yeshua svir alei. The Gemara assumed that if Rabbi Yosi says ein atzitz meratz al achiles, so mistome he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, and he main boso ein dam, because if he holds ein boso yesh dam, so lamayin af kemin ein atzitz meratz al achiles, could be old like Abelezer. Yesh dam avagav shein bosa. Ein atzitz meratz alachilas nav kemini l'shtei alechem, like our Gemara says. L'shtei alechem, which is achilas alone. So there is a din ein atzitz meratz alachilas.